The Justice Department's report positively glows about how well-prepared CMPD was, how well it worked with other agencies and used the latest technology to pull things off smoothly during the DNC. The report is being touted as a planning primer for local police hosting big events.
In all honesty, I feel good about it.
CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe.
It's something that I wish we had going into the DNC, being able to provide a blueprint of what went well, what some of the things that people should pay closer attention to.
One thing the report says CMPD really did struggle with was how to house, feed, and shuttle around some 4,000 visiting police officers during the DNC.
We are 99%.
But Monroe gets high praise for his patience and flexibility in dealing with protesters. The report says that is a major reason there were so few arrests during the DNC. Just 25, all without incident.
You know, from day one, we made it a point that we weren't going to draw any definitive lines in the sand, that everything was going to be open for discussion, negotiation.
I would give, obviously, credit where credit's due.
Community activist Michael Zhitkov organized demonstrations during the DNC.
But I think we need to praise not only CMPD, but also praise all the activists who did exactly as they said they would and performed in a peaceful, nonviolent manner and ultimately had their voices heard.
Throughout the DNC, police seemed to have an uncanny sense of what demonstrators were going to do next. Well, it turns out they had informants infiltrate the protest groups, which the report calls a, quote, invaluable resource. Zhitkov is disturbed that CMPD would go to such lengths when protesters had pledged to be peaceful during the DNC.
We found now that we are starting to piece together who these individuals are. We're starting to also find that these were individuals that were encouraging us in many areas to be more aggressive, so to speak.
What democracy looks like!
It was during daily protest marches that the fruits of CMPD's $50 million federal grant were most evident. About half of the money went toward paying police officers before and during the DNC. Most of the rest of the money bought equipment and supplies like new avionics for police helicopters that circled overhead day and night, ATVs outfitted with loudspeakers to address large crowds,
Major Green with Charlotte for police department,
and hundreds of surveillance cameras beaming footage back to a $4 million high-tech command center at CMPD headquarters. This is all stuff Monroe says would have taken years for the city to acquire.
Nothing that we purchased during the DNC other than horse food we would not be able to use going forward.
About those horses, CMPD spent $18,000 building, outfitting, and cleaning temporary stalls for 23 horses borrowed from Atlanta and Richmond. But the report says mounted patrol was unnecessary for the DNC. On the other hand, Bart Stettler still sees officers zipping around town on the mounts he provided for the DNC.
These bikes today are still being put to use for the police department and the bike patrols.
Stettler's Queen City Bicycles is one of 112 companies in the Charlotte region where CMPD says it spent more than $13 million from that grant. $1.8 million bought wireless radios from a local Motorola dealer. Another $1.8 million went to police riot gear from a company called Lawmans. Johnson C. Smith University got $1.2 million for renting its entire campus and dorms to visiting police officers. Stettler sold 300 bikes and accessories to CMPD for nearly $500,000. It was the largest order he'd ever filled, but he couldn't brag about it because DNC security spending was hush-hush.
You couldn't put a sign in your window that said, official bicycler of the CMPD, DNC force, or something like that. Would you have, if you could have?
Absolutely, you know. But the whole point was get the job done and give them the tools they needed to keep the city safe.
The money sure made for a good year, though, says Stettler. And you could say the same for CMPD with all of its new equipment, courtesy of the DNC security grant. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.